Hello, this is Bill Gladwell, and you're about to listen to a hypnosis audio program, Commit for Life, Motivation to Lose the Weight and Keep it Off. Now, as you listen to this program, you will enter a trance, so it's very important that you never listen to this while you're driving or operating heavy machinery. As a matter of fact, you want to find a place where you would not be disturbed, where you can sit or lie down and just close your eyes for a spell. Maybe loosen any clothing that may seem too tight. Kick off those shoes and just let go. Now, in a moment or two, you're going to sit back and relax very deeply. So this is a good time to make sure you are feeling really comfortable so you can just make any changes you would like in your position and be peaceful for this experience. When it comes to weight reduction, weight loss is often the easy part. Most people, given enough incentive, can become slimmer in the space of a week or so. But the important thing is keeping the weight off. Here's the problem I usually find with people wanting to lose weight. At the start of a diet, they become slimmer quickly. But then the weight loss slows down, and the motivation starts to die away. Eventually, they find themselves back to where they started, or even worse, they've gained the weight back with interest. Of course, a sensible weight has to be maintained as part of your natural, ongoing lifestyle. Starvation diets don't work because they cause blood sugar imbalances, and then this causes urges to binge. Missing meals actually increases fat storage in the body. And when you starve yourself, you're basically turning your body into a fat storing machine. What does work, and I'm sure you know, is drinking plenty of water, eating regular healthy meals, and exercising. You know that activity is essential. And regular activity burns off the fuel that you put into yourself when you do eat. Your regular exercise also has the added benefit of making you look younger, making you less prone to all kinds of diseases, and it improves your sleep. Exercise improves your thinking, your memory, and of course, it keeps you slim. The message here is that to stay as youthful as possible, for as long as possible, exercise needs to be a part of your life. Drinking water and eating regular meals is also part of staying slim. But you're aware of all of this. What you need is the natural motivation, all of the time, to live active and healthy. So now, all you really need to do is sit back and let the following words wash over you. You don't even need to pay much attention with the conscious part of your mind, because your unconscious is really the part which knows how to learn instinctively, so that you'll just feel naturally more motivated without having to particularly try on the conscious level. Now, if you haven't done so already, just let those eyes close as you start to really notice that relaxation. Like a subtle energy of soothing calm, just drift through your entire body and your mind. And you notice that as you really relax, everything becomes clear. And it's true. Your arms can relax more completely, just like those legs, because there is a part of you that knows how to rest so deeply. And you know within your mind, like the beginnings of the most restful dream, you can get a sense of visiting with your mind the most quiet and restful of places. Somewhere you've been, or somewhere you'd like to go. Every part of the surroundings within your mind can gently and restfully increase your sense of deep relaxation and comfort as you get more and more of a sense of the serenity of drifting down, or even dreamlike strolling down into such a comfortable, calm, and peaceful place inside of your mind. That's it. And the more you rest in this way, the deeper and deeper your body receives its healthy rest and comfort. And the more those parts of your mind that know how to learn on the instinctive level can come into play. Now your unconscious actually knows how to do things for you to make you healthier. And this is because your unconscious has the job in your life of keeping you as healthy as possible and as youthful as possible for as long as possible. And your unconscious knows about the need as well as the benefit of having three correct and proper and enjoyable and healthy meals every day. And it's going to do that for you. To wake up in the morning and fuel your engine for the day properly. And then have islands of rest for your stomach during your days, between meals. Because you're going to notice that your unconscious can select exactly and only what your body needs in order for you to be so much healthier in your day-to-day life. And there is also another part of you which knows how to relax so much deeper right now, as your body and mind experience such incredible and much-needed calm and peace, sweeping through as a powerful comfort. That's it. And you know you shouldn't overstuff a purse or a wallet to the point where it doesn't even close properly. And that purse or wallet can have a powerful credit card that has all the spending energy it needs. And there's still comfortable and organized space inside of that purse or wallet. It's streamlined and it closes neatly and evenly. And that part of your mind, which knows how to organize your consumption, is going to continue making it much more streamlined and energetic because it knows how to do that. And there is a part of you which knows how to rest with comfort because you already know how to relax with sensible eating, enjoying having spaces between fuel stops, as it were, and as it is. And just as a collection of islands can be more beautiful than just a chunky landmass, those properly spaced meals in the morning, noon, and night, with proper rest breaks in between, can be so much more beautiful than just one big, indigestible mass clogging up all systems, making the body shapeless and way too old before its time. Now, what you can notice now is that you can hypnotically and deep within your mind notice how you can live a proper and satisfying and healthy day in your mind. Really enjoying the breaks in between those meals, refueling breaks. And also notice now in your mind, in just a few moments, using that fuel so it just doesn't sit there, exercising and happy to use that fuel up. Notice a proper, evenly spaced day in your mind now, feeling comfortable and relaxed and energized with those breaks in between those fuel stops, and also really enjoying time out for the stomach and digestion so they don't have to work too hard. Now your bones work very hard, They are loyal parts of you. And your muscles work hard supporting you. And they need help from the rest of you because they need some pressure off them. And your heart is a very, very loyal worker. And it beats so many beats in a lifetime. And it needs to supply blood to your body. But big masses of fat, just sitting there holding things up, not serving any purpose, still need to be supplied with blood. And the heart has to do lots of unnecessary work with needless fat to supply. So as you become and stay slim, that heart benefits, and those bones benefit, and those muscles are also helped. Because all that so-called food, which just adds uncomfortably to that fat, it's not real food, not top quality fuel at all, just sludge that masquerades as cake, or cookies, or chocolate, that once consumed past the taste buds just sits in the gut, and then on the gut, and around the hips, and bottom, and waist, slowing the whole system down, sludging everything up. And it makes extra boring work for your overworked digestion, which has to deal with low quality fuel. Now in your mind, right now experience a day in your life where your unconscious is working for you. Because after all, it needs to protect your health and ensure your comfort. Notice that whole day, through time, from the moment you wake up to properly fueling your body so that you have enough energy to coast to lunch, then eating a good, well-balanced lunch and being aware on all levels just what good quality food you are servicing your body with. And then later on, having an evening meal and really enjoying giving your stomach and digestion time off to relax. Releasing energy for other activities to make your whole life more fulfilling. Notice that day, the first of so many like that now, as you relax deeper. You're doing perfectly. And you certainly wouldn't shove sand or cement into your car or put stones into a washing machine because it needs just the right powder or liquid. And you can very well relax with naturally and instinctively feeding your body and your mind with just the right material for so much more of the time. That's it. And as you continue to rest deeper, that part of you which knows what you really need and can look after your real best interest, that unconscious overseeing part, can allow you to be very comfortable with letting your digestive system have its space and free time during the day and evening, and just fueling the body in just the right way for optimum energy. And your body is sometimes going to need and want to be very active as it enjoys using up that good quality fuel. That's it. And getting a sense of your body and your mind so healthy, 6 months from now, when things are going along very nicely and well, so naturally trim and fit. and it's going to be important to relax often and well. And you can revisit this experience often to really start to notice how you benefit. That's it. And for now, you can just begin to drift back to everyday awareness. And you're going to feel so refreshed and calm by this experience. That's it. Just coming back to the room feeling great and aware. That's it. And open your eyes now, fully aware.